VK3ER VK3YE portable.
Must be cold and horrible down there, Peter. VK3YE, VK3 Echo Romeo, 59030, number 30 from Queen Fox, 22 Delta Mike, over.
Roger, roger. Thanks, Jack. You are 59001 and I'm at QF21NW. QF21NW, over.
Good day, Peter. Thanks very much for that and good luck in the contest. VK3YE, are you portable, Peter? VK3R.
Yes, portable at Chelsea Beach, holding a three-element Yagi, over.
QSL, have fun.
QRZVK3YE portable. So he would have been, I think they're out towards Ballarat. It's a radio club station.
He mentioned a contest. What's the contest you're involved with?
Is the VHF field day. There's a few of them every year. And the idea is that you get on hilltops mostly and talk to as many people as you can within 24 hours. I'm not taking it seriously, but...
very cool.
VK3YE.
VK3MY, VK3 Yankee Echo.
VK3YE, g'day Peter. Get you some log here, mate. I'll give you 59068, Peter.
Yeah, roger. Thanks, Ross. You are 59002, QF21NW. Over.
Come back with the grid again, Pete.
QF21NW, November Whiskey, over.
Is that QF21 November Whiskey?
Yeah, QSL, QSL.
Are you a bit quick for me, Pete? Go again.
Yes, that is correct, over.
Yeah, QSL, mate, I'm in QF22, Papaya Delta.
Roger, roger, 73, and good luck.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
So, it's a VHF contest.
VK3 work, Ross, VK3MY, VK3R. Can we, Jack? Alright, I'll just have a look. Yep, we can, mate. I'll give you 59069.
So people exchange, you might have heard the 59 number, and the number goes up by one for every contact they make.
Okay.
So the guy you heard there has made 69 contacts so far.
Today?
Mm.
Oh, very cool. You mentioned something before, Peter, about the fact that you're actually frequent, your antenna, your connection can bounce off airlines. How does that work?
There's a bit of supposition about it as to whether it bounces off the vapor trails or the metal body of the aircraft. I haven't gone into the theory. All I know, it does work, and that people can communicate from Melbourne to Canberra, or I think even Melbourne to Sydney via aircraft reflection.
That is unbelievable. Fantastic. So what are you aiming to do today? What are we trying to do? We're actually bouncing off a satellite that's flying over the top of us, or...?
We're doing a few things. The contacts that were just then were the VHF field day. They were made direct without any satellite. But there is a satellite pass. There is a satellite pass coming in about 5 minutes. It's called AMSAT Oscar 91, AO91, and that was launched only about a month ago. And that is an amateur radio satellite. It's a low Earth orbiting satellite, so amateurs can communicate via that satellite up to about 4,000 kilometres distant with just a simple handheld transceiver and small antenna.
Very cool.
And so there'll be a satellite pass coming up very soon. There are a lot of amateur satellites up and more of them are being launched.
And where's it launched from? Where are they launched from?
I'm not completely sure. I think the last one was from India, the one that's just gone up recently, places in the United States. I think there's a lot of involvement with universities and science research organisations. They might be launching our satellites as secondary loads that they throw out when they're also launching other more expensive satellites as well. So you'll probably hear people from around Australia try and make very short contacts because a satellite pass, because it's a low Earth orbiting satellite, that's really good from the point of view of signals being fairly strong because it passes close to Earth, but it does mean the satellite is only visible for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Is there any chance we could do a connection with someone overseas?
It's difficult. We've done New Zealand with one of these low Earth orbiting satellites. People in Western Australia have contacted Indonesia, but the distance is typically around 4,000 kilometres is the maximum because it's a low Earth orbiting satellite, whereas there are other satellites that are higher Earth orbiting and they allow longer distances, but you need much more sophisticated equipment. A transmitter suitable to transmit into this satellite can cost you around $50 or $60 Australian, which is this handheld, and you also need desirable to have another transmitter to receive the satellite, which costs a bit more. VK3YE, VK3 Yankee Echo Portable.
Stand by VKT, just say again the signal in the background.
A VK3 Yankee Echo, VK3 Yankee Echo Portable.
VK3YE, g'day Peter. VK3YE, VK3RU, you're about a 5 and 3, 5 and 3, 0 2 1, 0 2 1, Peter.
Roger, thank you for that. You are 59003, 59003, QF21NW, over.
Yes, fine, Peter, thank you for 59003, and your locator, my location is Queen Fox 22, November Delta.
Roger, 73.
Yeah, thanks, Peter, 73.
QRZ, VK3YE.
Yeah, copy. VK3 Yankee Echo, VK3KQ Portable.
VK3KQ, VK3YE. No problems at all. 59004, 004, QSL.
Roger, thank you for the 59004. You're 59027. 59027. We're at Queen Fox 12. Very good. QF12 Victor Golf. VK3YE, VK3KQ Portable.
Roger, many thanks, and 73, thanks for the contact.
Well, what's your grid square, Peter? What's your grid square, over?
QF21NW, QF21NW, over.
Roger, QF21NW, thank you very much, Peter, 73.
So he's near Ballarat. That's... VK3 VK2 VK3 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 VK3
Hotel Charlie, over.
Roger, roger. Thanks, Andy. And 73. Okay, better now. Satellite, we better find 45.9. Oh, it's another beacon that just sends Morse code. Now, satellite should be. Oh, you can hear something. It's very faint. It will start off weak and then it will get stronger. Of course, you have to move the antenna around. Oh, there we are. VK3AS, VK3 Yankee Echo.
Okay,
VK3 Yankee Echo Portable. VK3AS, thanks Andy. Name is Peter. On the beach, 30 kilometres south of Melbourne. You're 5 and 9, over.
Yeah, roger Peter, you're 5 and 9 as well, and I've watched your video, so well done, Peter. Alright, I'll leave you with a satellite, Peter. VK3YE, VK3AS.
Roger, roger, many thanks, and 73, VK3YE, portable listening. So I'll see if we can get someone further. CQ, 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 VK3YE, VK3 Yankee Echo Portable. The signal's getting stronger now.
VK3 Yankee Echo,
VK4
Echo Mike.
VK4EM, VK3YE, good afternoon. You are 5 and 9, 5 and 9, portable at Chelsea Beach, south of Melbourne. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger, Peter, good to hear you again. Very nice signal from you. A good 5 and 9, nice and clear and clean. VK3YE, VK4 Echo Mike.
Roger, roger. Thanks for the contact, and you're being recorded. We're doing a demonstration, so great to work you.
Yeah, roger, roger, Peter. It's Merv here. We've had a few contacts
yes,
before.
Yes.
That's very nice to hear you today.
Just hearing it on this one. Roger, roger. Thanks, Merv. There was another station calling, QRZ, VK3YE portable.
VK3YE,
VK2WQ, VK3YE, good afternoon. Name is Peter, and you are 5 and 9. 5 and 9, over.
Yeah, roger, Peter. You're my first contact on AO91. Very good to hear you there. Name is
VK2FGTX, calling CQ on AO91.
5 and 9, VK.
VK2WQ, VK3YE, congratulations on your first contact, and enjoy the satellites. So the VK4 guy was in Queensland, and the other guy was in Sydney. CQ, VK3, Yankee Echo Portable.
VK2 FGTX,
VK3YE, good afternoon. You are 5x8, 5x8, name is Peter, over. Roger, roger. Thanks for the contact and have a good afternoon.
Thank you. The name here is David.
VQAO91, VK4, Echo, Mexico. VQAO91, VK4, Echo, Mexico.
So yeah, now the satellite would probably be starting to go down. It's sort of, with this pass, it's probably rising at about, I think it's about 170 degrees or something, so down there. And now it's sort of about, probably about there somewhere.
VK4 Echo Mike, VK2 Fox Golf Tango X-ray.
VK2 Fox Golf Tango X-ray. VK4 Echo Mike, beautiful signal. Name's Merv, location west of Toowoomba.
Thank you for the signal. You're coming in 5x9 here. The location is
now down in that direction somewhere.
Yeah, roger, can I have a go with you, over?
Yeah, VK4VOF, VK4ZJ. Yeah, you're coming in very well at my place, Cam. Back to you.
Yeah, roger, you're coming in very clear on the 5-9 as well.
Yeah, thanks for the QSO, Cam.
VK4 Echo Mike. VK4 Echo Mike. VK4 Echo Mike.
getting to the end of the satellite pass, and it's very close to the horizon now.
So it's still from one side to the other side.
Yep, so it's gone over about like that. If we were still in suburbia, we would probably have lost it by now. But because we've got such a clear view, you hear it for all its pass. And of course, pointing the antenna, you just find bits that it drops out. So that's pretty much the end of a satellite pass.
Wow. And so how often do these satellite passes come about? I mean, is it like every week or something?
Oh, no, 5 or 6 times a day.
Oh. Okay, 5 or 6 times a day. Okay.
Yeah, so there'll be...
Is it the one satellite or is a few satellites going over the top of it?
Well, that's 5 or 6 times a day per one satellite, but there's more than one satellite. So some satellites you can hear with this type of equipment, other satellites you need more sophisticated equipment. And not all passes are equal, like the satellite that passed before now might be very low to the horizon. This one was almost directly above us. So it was a high pass, so signals were quite good. Other times they might only be, you know, if the satellite's over New Zealand, then it will only ever be a low angle above the horizon from our point of view. It might be directly overhead for them, but not for us. So in that case, we would find somewhere that had a very good takeoff to the east, like Bicentennial Park. Whereas there might be another pass, you know, that might be 2,000 or 3,000 kilometres that way, in which case you'd be better over here. But the satellite would only go a few degrees above the horizon. So not all satellite passes give you the same results. Amateurs have been doing satellites from, I think, about the 1960s. In fact, the satellite that was launched or built by Melbourne University in about 1965 had amateur radio involvement in it. That was Australia's first satellite back in the 1960s. And radio amateurs started building communication satellites, I think, in about the early 1970s.
Now, Pete, I'm just fascinated by your actual antenna here. It's not what you'd expect. Can you just tell us what it's made of?
Okay, well, consider a scrap bit of wood, an old tape measure, a bit of kitchen chopping board, and you have my antenna. The bits are made out of tape measure, bought from a $2 shop. It's nice springy material. It's very robust. It's very light. And it's a bit like a TV antenna. There are just three elements, and it provides a directional beam which magnifies your signal in a particular direction, which is what you want for satellites.
I love the way you actually come together with bits and pieces which you just find around the house and around the local streets. So it's all like recycling bits and pieces, isn't it, really, pretty much?
Yeah, there's nothing here that's, you know, everything can be salvaged.
That's fantastic, yeah. Look, Pete, thanks for joining us again. And, of course, Electron Flow is up and about. This is another episode of Electron Flow, so it's great to have you on Radio Current.
Thanks, Marcus.
Thanks very much. You're good, mate. Enjoy the rest of your day. You're finishing up now with your broadcast and continue doing stuff.
I think I'll finish off given the weather, but there's still a transmitter to fix for a friend of mine. It took a couple of hours, but I think we finally found the fault, so we just need to get out the soldering iron and make a few connections, and she'll be right.
Good on you, Pete. Thanks very much for joining us again, mate. You take it easy. Have a good weekend.
Yep. Thanks, Marcus. A pleasure.
Good on you, Pete. You're a beauty, mate.